Oh my god, like, you guys heard that Matt's Not Here podcast, those jokes they made?
They are, like, so fucking offensive.
It's so rude. Didn't they, like, they crack jokes about, like, just wrong stuff. Like, you know, let's cancel them. Hashtag cancel Matt's Not Here.
Hell yes, Becky. Let's go.
Open your Twitter. Let's go.
Have you guys checked our Yelp lately?
We have a fucking Yelp.
When did that happen?
I don't know, but I just got an email noticing that we have this review, this negative one-star review by somebody listed as Angry Karen.
Yo, we got a negative one-star?
Fucking Karen, dude.
Wait, hold up. We got a negative one-star? Sweet.
Well, negative review.
Negative review. Okay, well.
I was going to say, that's pretty fucking dope.
Her name's Karen, though?
Yeah.
What's it say?
I have to open it back up and see.
Sorry, yeah, read it. I thought you had it screenshotted.
I didn't have it screenshotted.
My bad. It's all good.
She said something about how, you know, what we're saying is very offensive.
Okay.
And, you know, that we need to be canceled because of it.
Sweet.
Something along those lines.
Sit the fuck down, Karen.
Can we get Cancel Matt's Not Here trending? Maybe we can get some, like, traffic to our podcast.
Hashtag Cancel Matt's Not Here. Yes, let's do it.
Let's do it. Yo, I'll start it. I'll tweet it right now on our podcast Twitter.
Except fuck Twitter.
Yeah, you know. Cheers. If you guys want to do it for us, you know.
Hey, go for it. Hashtag listen to canceled Matt's Not Here.
I mean, I kind of enjoy doing this, so I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
it's really on you guys, honestly, at this point.
I mean, I don't know about you guys, but have you noticed how, like, sometimes when things get quote-unquote hashtag canceled, they don't necessarily go away? Sometimes it drives more traffic.
That's true.
Yeah, like
that's
that true. Whole feud between Stitches and the Game.
I'm sorry, what?
The rappers? You know how, like, in the rap
like a video
world,
game and he went to surgery?
No, the Game, the rapper.
Okay.
And Stitches, the rapper.
Okay.
It was like the whole fight thing, and they were fighting and arguing and shit, and it was all over, you know, social media and stuff, and it was putting Stitches in a bad light, but it drove a bunch of traffic to him.
Cool.
And cool. He kind of, like, started to blow up after that whole thing.
Matt, you're That's triggering clever. Me right now.
I
want you to speak into the microphone.
You were moving your head. I'm kind of triggered a little
bit. I'm a little triggered. You know what?
Is that what we're talking about this episode? Are we going to trigger people this episode? We might trigger warning.
We might trigger a lot of
trigger
people.
Warning.
Trigger warning. Fair fucking warning right now. Trigger. Warning.
So if you guys couldn't tell from our amazingly acted, beautifully scripted intro here.
That was so amazing. It was great. It took us a whopping, 30 seconds to come up with that?
And we came up with it off the top of our heads.
It was amazing.
Well, the heads on top of our shoulders. Another joke that's going to get us canceled. Today we're talking about cancel culture and... we're just going to talk about it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Is it good? Is it bad? We'll find out by the end of this podcast. I'm sure everyone listening has similar opinions to us.
Yeah, and, you know, we might have less listeners by next week, so we'll see about that.
Hey, cool. We're going to have 24 listeners instead of 20,
so Lewis,
25.
That's my name.
What is the definition of cancel culture?
Oh, we're just going to jump right into that. I was going to segue, but all right.
Raw dog, straight in, no spit, no lube. Straight in the bum.
Okay, so the rise of cancel culture and the idea of canceling someone coincides with a familiar pattern. A celebrity or other public figure does or says something offensive. A public backlash. I'm sorry, I can't speak right now.
You got this.
Often fueled by political progressive social media ensues. Then comes the calls to cancel the person. That is to effectively end their career or revoke their cultural cachet, whether through boycotts or of their work or disciplinary action from an employer. And I'm sorry I butchered that, but yeah, it's been a long fucking day.
What that comes down to is, like, you know, like what happened with James Gunn, the director of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right, right.
Years ago, he made some jokes on Twitter. I don't remember if they were jokes or he made some tweets that would be deemed offensive. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, he's no longer directing the next Guardians of the Galaxy, or at least he wasn't for a period.
Mm-hmm.
And because people viewed what he said as offensive, and then because some random people on the internet viewed what he said as offensive, he essentially lost his job.
Yeah. So, I mean, cancel culture in general, it's not just people. It's brands, shows, movies, etc., all being canceled because some people may consider them offensive or problematic remarks or ideologies. And like him, there's so many other people that have experienced this and gone through this. Not just people, but again, brands.
Everything.
And,
you know, yeah. The thing is, I never even heard about those tweets. Like,
right? I honestly,
it was like from one day to the next. It's like, what?
Honestly, I never would have known about them had Bill, people not got gotten outraged.
Bill, can you pull those up real quick?
I'm going to put my donut down. All right, fine.
Oh, yeah, Bill, I'm sorry. You can eat donuts later, but I need you to pull
it
up.
He's really
real quick.
Eating those? I filled those with mayo. Not.
I didn't. He doesn't want to do it. Can we have someone else do it? Can we get the new guy? What, Matt, what was his name?
Jaime,
can you pull it up?
I got you.
Thank you. Bill's eating donuts.
Does he not know that I put mayo in there instead of custard?
He's going to find out. He shouldn't have stepped on your shoes. I know. I'm sorry. Or he's sorry. He
Matthew,
no,
can
be
you speak into the microphone, please?
But I'm not even anyway, talking.
So
you were a second ago.
So yeah, no, it's one of those things where people, you know, and it started in a good place. You know, it's people were canceling things or at least being outraged about things that mattered. I feel like I'm going to butcher this weird, so I'm actually going to read a quote from somebody else.
Go ahead.
Who I wholeheartedly agree with. So before I jump into this, I'm going to make this clear. This is not my – I'm reading Corey Taylor from Slipknot's words. This is not my
of
quote.
Of course.
Oh, right on.
I mean, you might say of course, but when I'm done, you're going to be like, fuck, he had some good points.
Yeah, so, no,
Corey's got some great opinions.
This is starting now. It started with real issues like systemic racism, toxic sexism, abusing positions of power, discrimination, and all of the trimmings that go with these problems. Sadly, through for whatever reason, we all became addicted to the drama and upheaval, and we looked for anything to be pissed off about with little or no content. Now, it doesn't take much to stir the crowd. Taylor Swift not taking a joke from a Netflix show, no one would have noticed. If she just let it go, the remake of The Witches and the uproar because The Witches, hands accordingly resembling special disability, Winston Marshall reading the wrong book and liking it, Sia and the cardinal sin of trying to create something to pull back the curtain of autism. Albert in a albeit in a misguided way. No one can handle anything anymore, which means no one can handle real talk anymore, which means everyone just wants to cancel shit. With no room for improvement, there are several people at fault for this. The right, the left, the media, celebrities, the internet, social media. But if you're truly looking for the real response, for the ones really responsible, or more importantly, irresponsible, you should probably look no further than the nearest mirror. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just telling you how it is. When you use the same level of outrage for little shit that you should reserve for bigger issues, people are not going to take you seriously. You may dismiss that, but things don't get done on a singular level. It takes plural to make change, especially the kind of change that takes bringing together people who may or may not have anything else in common with you except for one feeling in that moment. And what he's saying is, you know, and I wholeheartedly agree with especially with the ending of that statement. The people who are getting extremely upset with something as simple as a tweet as they are with, you know, like he said, systemic racism, mm-hmm. you're invalidating the real issues.
Right.
You're taking the power away from those real issues. When you try to cancel somebody because they made a joke that you might have found offensive.
30 years ago,
even though, you know, 90% of the people might have not have found it offensive. You know, it's one single person's opinion collectively. It's more than one single person's opinion, but it is all their opinion that some certain joke is wrong and they're going to cancel somebody about it. And that's where I think the issue is. It's like, that's just your opinion. If you're offended by it, congratulations. That's your issue. You need to work on that.
Well, and everybody,
maybe somebody else isn't.
Yeah, right. And everybody wants to belong to something now. So it's this herd mentality, like this sheep mentality, where they want mm-hmm. to follow others because they see somebody else getting offended. And then they jump on the bandwagon. And then it becomes into this problem where it's like, oh, I'm more offended than you are because of this.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, mm-hmm. I'm more offended. And then
it almost becomes a game.
Yeah.
Cancel culture has become like a modern day witch hunt, honestly. It's they're just looking for reasons to cancel people.
Well, it's like cultural appropriation. You look, I think this started happening during the Obama administration. But like Halloween, for example, you have girls that like to dress up as like a Native American or Pocahontas or something, and people were losing their shit. Like, this is cultural appropriation. It's like, come on.
And the thing with that is, like, you know, the United States is a country full of immigrants.
It's a melting pot.
We're built on the fact that there's no one true, you know, look of an American.
Right.
And if we're going to truly be a melting pot, we need to be able to accept the fact that, yeah, maybe some white girl's going to dress up as an Indian for Halloween, but some Indian might dress up as a white girl. Or, you know, she might do the Ugg boots and walk around with a Starbucks coffee and say, oh, my God, to everybody.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing is if you want to truly be a melting pot, you have to be able to accept things that might offend you, that might hurt your feelings. And in doing that, you might actually learn something.
Yeah. Because, like, the cultural appropriation is going too far. It's not like, for example, if somebody was going around on Halloween and they dressed up as blackface. Okay, that's not really
cool. You're doing it offensively at that point.
Exactly.
If you're doing something like, you bring up the example of Pocahontas, I don't feel like that's cultural appropriation. That's more or less you're doing it as a tribute to a character you love from a movie. And it's and that's what it is. It's a movie.
Well, and it's gotten...
It's a fucking cartoon.
Yeah, and it's gotten so bad to the point now where it's like, you can have somebody go to another country and dress very similar to how they dress there because they're trying to learn their culture and not out of like, I'm going to live there, but just experience their culture and see. Mm-hmm. But then they're like, oh, that person's white and they're dressing like they're from Saudi Arabia because they're visiting, you know, that location or whatnot. And then they lose their shit over here. And it's not even the people in those countries that are complaining about it. It's people here that are bitching about shit happening somewhere else that has nothing to do with them just so they can be offended.
Yeah.
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 People love to get offended nowadays.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, like, what I've noticed with a lot of these things is a lot of people, well, we can't do that because it's offensive. Let's change it to something, you know, that's more inclusive, that's softer, that's nicer. And they do it with simple words. Like, I read somewhere, and it was very quick, it was very brief, but then it ended with, I forget the company, but they started writing women with W-O-M-X-N, so that it wasn't... So that you didn't have the word man in woman.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they were trying to, you know, be nice and include everybody with like...
Or Latinx.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, not even just that.
And, you know, that shocked me to the point where it's like, really, like, you're trying to be so kind that you're almost getting rid of the things that define stuff. Like, it just, I was...
Well, it got so stunned. Extreme that they're like, oh, mailman, fireman. Like, mm-hmm. they were saying that it's offensive to use those words.
Yeah.
And they were trying to change it to like...
Without acknowledging the fact that that comes from the definition of human.
Right.
It's not that it's a man. It's that it's human. We drop the hue. We put their occupation in front of it.
Right.
We're stating that this is a being of mm-hmm. two legs, two lungs, a heart, a brain, you know,
a walking bipedal
and 10 toes, 10 fingers, in case
mankind,
unless they were, you know, had an accident like my uncle. He doesn't have 10 fingers anymore, but he was a mailman and lost him.
That's a story for another day.
Anyway, and wanted to change that. And it's like, you're not calling them a man. You're calling them their occupation and a human.
Right. Right. And unfortunately they don't see it that way. So that's where the problem lies is they're, I don't know if it's ignorance, perhaps.
I think a lot of it is.
Perhaps it's ignorance.
Because I feel like a lot of it is, and I feel like a lot of it comes from people not wanting to acknowledge that they don't fully grasp certain things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, and this might be a broad-reaching and a generalizing statement, but I feel like a lot of people haven't paid attention in, or at least fully grasped science class and other classes that define things in like, like English class, for instance. Latin defines things. If you look at the Latin, break down a Latin word, it tells you the exact thing that it is.
Right.
And if you don't fully grasp that, a lot of people just want to change it to something they can understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's like, it's getting to the point now, like, I don't want to, you know, dive too much into this because we're going to take a break in a moment. But like Johnny Depp, you have Johnny Depp, for example. Look at what happened to him because everybody jumped on this bandwagon. Cancel him. You know, he's this piece of crap. You know, look what he did to his mm-hmm. ex-wife or mm-hmm. whatever. And it wasn't like all that was actually some of it was on his end, but 95% of it was her, it seems
exactly.
like.
Oh, for sure.
And,
yeah.
And a lot of that is just people wanting to fit in.
He got fired.
Yeah.
Disney fired him because of this whole thing that it wasn't even, like, legit, you know? And they actually just, I don't know if you guys saw, they recently apologized to him.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that. And you know what? We can fully jump into this. This is kind of the gist of what we're talking about.
Right.
Let's fully jump into this right when we get back. You guys want to take a quick little break?
Let's take a quick break.
Prepare everything and we'll jump in.
Add a break from our sponsors.
And we're back.
Thanks. Hell yeah.
Thanks for listening to that ad. And one more real quick. I just want to give a massive shout out to our number one sponsor.
Zombie Killer Clothing.
The best clothing to wear during the zombie apocalypse.
Yep. So cop yours now.
Which may or may not happen soon.
It might be soon. We'll see.
We're going to keep talking about those shoes until somebody sends us some.
Someone buys us a pair of shoes. They've got really dope shoes. You guys can buy them for us if you want. If you go to confessions-of-a-zombie-killer-clothing at myshopify.com, or you can just simply go to their Instagram, Confessions of a Zombie Killer, and then, you know, click that link. It's a lot easier.
I believe that's their Facebook.
No, Confessions of a... It is their Facebook. My bad. If you go to their Facebook, Confessions of a Zombie Killer, yeah, and then you click link. But if you go to their Instagram, it's zombie_clothing.
Right.
My bad. Go make to sure either one of those.
Make sure you're leading them in the right direction, please.
I'm trying. Yeah, this beer is really working. But go to either one of those, click on the link, get yourself a Zombie Killer t-shirt to look fly during the zombie apocalypse.
#cancelBradAllen.
For sure. Yeah, he's an idiot. Fuck that guy.
And if you can't find their clothes, after all these links we've provided you with in the show notes, and you don't know how to do a Google search, then you're probably not going to make it through a zombie apocalypse anyway. So,
yeah, probably.
You know.
All right. Well, with that out of the way, you might be one of the zombies that, you know, we kill in our fresh ass t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Let's jump right back into this really sensitive topic that might get us canceled and deleted, which would also get us traffic.
Bill, can you cue up the sensitive music, please? Oh, Bill's not here anymore. Never mind.
No, can we get the other guy? I keep forgetting the new guy's name.
Jaime?
Am I a racist for forgetting the new guy's name?
I got you.
Yeah, he's working on it.
All right.
It might not happen, though.
I wonder what kind of sensitive music he's playing, because I can't hear it. I know they can, but I can't hear it.
He might play some, like, mariachi or something. You don't know.
How is that racist? That's more stereotypical. Every quinceañera I've been to, that song is played at least once.
That's true.
Tell me I'm wrong.
No, yeah. You're right.
Any party I've been to where
I just wanted to be part of the cancel culture, okay?
Oh, are you trying to fit in?
I'm trying to fit in.
Speaking of cancel culture.
I'm still waiting for the song, though. You know, maybe if we had Speedy Gonzalez on here, it would have happened a lot quicker.
Would have been a lot quicker.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, speaking of cancel culture, I've seen some cartoons get canceled. That's one that I've, like, seen not get touched. I've seen some people want to do it, but everyone's like, nah, fuck that. Speedy's dope.
Well, as the resident Mexican here, I can honestly say I'm okay with him staying. I thought it was pretty neat. Growing up, seeing another Mexican being portrayed... Granted, he may not have been voiced by a Mexican, for sure. But I felt it was all right, you know? Like, I was like, oh, cool, we're being represented. That's pretty neat.
In a traditional sense of, you know,
very
of the
traditional.
Time.
Like, I didn't see anything offensive when I was younger.
He had the hat, the clothing. He looked like, to me, he looked like one of those guys who was always doing either the running of the bulls or a less fancy bullfighter.
Right.
He had the white clothes, the red scarf.
Well, that was a traditional outfit.
For bullfighting or just a traditional
back
outfit?
Back in, like, revolutionary days.
Okay. Yeah, and you know, he was one of my favorite cartoon characters.
Yeah, I saw nothing wrong with it, you know.
Yeah. So
my parents saw nothing wrong with it. My dad loves those cartoons.
You know, and that's the thing I've noticed with a lot of the cancel culture is, and this is definitely going to sound a very R word for me.
Ooh.
Latino people don't give a fuck. You know, darker complexioned people don't give a fuck. Look at the cancel culture. It's a very pasty place.
It's a very lighter complexion.
It does not
do
well in the sun, if you guys pick up what I'm saying. No. And I think it's a lot of people who want to, what's the word for it? They want to be outraged and offended on people's behalf.
I think that's what it is.
And, that's, to me, is even more offensive, because it's almost like leaning into somebody and saying, you know what, you don't understand that you're being oppressed and you're not offended by it because you don't get it because you're not smart enough. Let me be offended for you, which I think is even more offensive.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got people who want to cancel cartoons, for Christ's sake.
Well, they want to have their chance in the spotlight, and they're like, I'm more offended than this person. I'm, you know, I'm the king of being offended.
Yeah.
And I don't know when it happened.
Or queen. Shit, what, did I offend somebody?
If you, like, go, if you go even back as, like, what is it, the 50s in America.
Yeah.
Men were men. Like, nobody got offended over anything. Nobody gave a fuck.
Granted, men
but
came home.
But somewhere along the line, there was this paradigm shift where it's like, all of a sudden, everybody's really sensitive.
Yeah, I think
very triggered by everything.
I think what it was is a lot of people studied, you know, certain things of history that were skewed a certain way, and people kind of, the internet helped show the truth.
For sure.
Using your example, in the 50s, when men were men, they were very manly. But they also, when they came home, let's be fair, the other side of that coin, when they came home and their dinner wasn't ready, they beat the fuck out of their wife.
That I don't agree with.
You know, no, so there's two sides of that coin. And I think what it comes down to, and going back to that quote that I started with, is, yeah, it started with something that had a real cause, but it goes overboard when people want to have the same outrage for a cartoon. For instance, what's the skunk one?
Pepe Le Pew.
The same outrage for a cartoon as they do for a wife in the 50s getting her shit kicked in for not making the steak properly.
Yeah, that's not okay.
You know, and you can't...
I can't endorse that.
Not at all. But if you're offended by a skunk who was trying to, you know, get laid, maybe a bit, albeit a bit aggressively.
A tad.
Passive aggressively, yes.
A bit aggressively, but it's, again, a cartoon. And if you watch the cartoon, it never once succeeded. It never worked.
No.
So the lesson that is actually being taught is, if you're this douchebag, it's not going to work. Don't fucking do it.
Well, it's like Johnny Bravo.
Oh, my God. I love that show. How has that never been? How has that never had a hashtag cancel? Because that's a great show. That
no one has tried canceling that, huh?
Which, you know, they have plenty of ammo if they go against it. Oh, my God. His best friend was a little girl.
Yeah.
You guys remember that? He hung out with the neighbor girl who was the only person who talked to him because he was such a, you know, creeper and weirdo.
Right. Yeah.
Huh, pretty mama. How you doing? I have a Johnny Bravo comic book, by the way. They, you know, they make that.
I used to love Johnny Bravo growing up. Man. But I look back now and I'm like, yeah, that was pretty bad. But.
Yeah.
Again, it's like, it's discernment. Like, use your fucking head. Like,
and I, you know, I think a lot of it is, and I get it, times have changed, people evolve, things are different now, and so they look back and then they get offended, and that's where I'm like confused. It's like, you're getting offended by the past. Like, I'm not saying let the past go. Learn from the past. Look at it, go, fuck, that was probably really bad. We probably shouldn't have drawn a cartoon skunk trying to bang another animal.
The whole argument behind that is what? That they feel like it's going to influence the youth to think that that's okay.
Let me tell you,
I grew up watching Pepe Le Pew. Not once have I thought about going out and aggressively trying to seduce somebody.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, if their main argument really is, oh, these cartoons are going to influence the youth, go talk to a youth right now.
Yeah.
Using my 30s.
Well,
do they know who Pepe Le Pew is before the cancel thing happened? I don't know a single child who's going back and watching Looney Tunes that were popular when we were kids.
Right.
Yeah. And it's what was I going to say? Remember that meme? I saw that meme and it was like, it said something about, I'm so glad that they, you know, canceled Pepe Le Pew and my kids won't be able to see that. They're much better off playing Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
killing the hooker and stealing the money back.
Killing the hooker to get the money back so you get the free health, right? Like, it's great. Like, you know, how dare they, you know, watch a cartoon when they can play, you know, Fortnite and murder a bunch of people, or they can play Grand Theft Auto, steal a car, bang a hooker, get your health back, kill the hooker, and get your money back, and, you know, you essentially get your health for free and bang a hooker for free.
Dude, I grew up playing Grand Theft Auto.
That's how I learned how to bang hookers. I can't tell you how many times I've left a dead hooker in a seedy motel.
What?
whoa, wait.
What? Wait, you guys aren't killing your hookers when you're done with them?
That's not at all the point I was trying to make, but yeah, go on. Tell us more.
Wait, so you guys don't kill your hookers when you're done with them?
No, I don't.
Wow, I'm doing it wrong.
No. Here's your money. Get lost.
All right, well, you know, if you bury them under, you know, exotic plants, they can't get dug up.
Good to know.
I always just cooked them and ate them because then there's no evidence left over.
But then you got to deal with the bones, right? And that's, you know, those you bury under the exotic plants in your village.
What do you think I have an Etsy store for? I make jewelry.
There you go.
We are deviating so much.
But yeah, speaking of cartoons, like...
Please don't cancel us.
hashtag cancel Matt's not here. Hashtag don't cancel Matt's not here. Sorry. Speaking of cartoons, what I've found quite perplexing, I guess would be the right word, is we are part of, if not slightly connected to, the generation that's super on this cancel everything sort of trip, right? Mm-hmm. And we grew up watching cartoons that were, yes, slightly offensive and weird, but had lessons in them. And one of my favorite cartoons growing up was a cartoon called The Fairly Odd Parents.
Ah, right? Such a good show.
There was an episode where Timmy Turner kicks a ball into
the Crimson Chin.
He kicks a ball into a courtyard, goes to get it, and people made fun of him because of his teeth, right? He had big buck teeth. If you guys mm-hmm. remember the way Timmy Turner yeah. looked, he had big buck teeth.
Yeah.
And so one of his wishes was that everything and everyone looked the same. And everyone became these gray blobs, mm-hmm. right? And all of a sudden, nobody could tell anybody apart because there was no individualism. There was no identity.
Right.
And I don't want to say we're going to end up there because I think there's going to be enough pushback to where that's never going to happen. But it feels like that's where the cancel culture kind of push is headed to, where if something offends somebody, they're not willing to address that feeling in themselves and learn from it, but they're going to get rid of it entirely and get something soft and cuddly and warm so that nobody's offended, and yeah. then move on and then go to the next thing, and everything needs to be soft, cuddly, and warm so that nobody's offended. But they don't acknowledge the fact that being offended can help you learn something. Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I've heard something where I'm like, man, fuck you, and then I thought about it and I'm like, oh, you know what, like, that's the way this person grew up, that's a different culture, that's a this or that's a that. Yeah. And you learn from it,
right?
You know,
it's all about understanding what's wrong and right. And then you have Timmy's dad over here who's like, here's where I'd put my fuck if I had one.
Right? Yeah. And you know.
But it ties into, like, because, you know, you have people right now trying to cancel Eminem
good luck
over
with
stuff
that one.
He said. And I feel like a lot of the cancel culture, it's been around for a long time, but it started to spike time. And get worse and worse from the millennial generation, our generation.
Yeah.
And then now you have the Gen Z that's taking it even far. So Gen Z.
I know, but I hate being labeled millennial.
I know. Same here.
It just cracks me up, though, because we are the generation, like, half of our generation grew up listening to Eminem, mm-hmm. where, you know, the Slim Shady LP is the cover is him dumping his dead wife's body into the beach or the river or something with his kid next to him.
Well, a lot of it spiked from that.
And people are like, oh, we need to get rid of him. And they're like, do you realize he's been dealing with this? The government tried to cancel Eminem at one point. But like... there was full-blown, like, a movement to be like, we need to get rid of this guy, and not acknowledging the fact that it's artistic expression, you know? And what's next? People are going to cancel horror movies because they get scared?
Well, and it's, you know? And it's right, crazy right, because, right. yeah, it might have...
Like, where do you draw the line, exactly?
Yeah. Well, even that's where I'm getting at with this, is because it's not the millennials that are trying to cancel Eminem. It's Gen Z that came after the millennials because of that mm-hmm. 2010 song he did with Rihanna.
Yeah.
You know, with the whole
love the way you lie.
So yeah. mm-hmm. they're
to be fair, it was also one person on Twitter. I found her Twitter and watched it, and it was just one girl who was offended by it, and mm-hmm. everyone was like, "Shut up, little girl, go to bed."
Well, and a lot of the Gen Zers are like, they didn't grow up on Eminem, so they're like, "Let's cancel him, all the stuff he says." And then, like, you have millennials who are like, "What the fuck? I grew up, you know, bumping that shit and singing the lyrics in fucking school."
What cracks me up is when that first started happening, you know, I love the underground scene. I grew up in it. I listened to ICP and Twisted and all that. And they had that massive beef for years. And I don't know if it's still going on or not, but whatever. Somebody was like, yo, for the people that are offended by Eminem, they really shouldn't listen to anything ICP put out.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, my God. Their first six Joker's Cards albums, there's a whole song about killing three different cops in very creative ways.
Yep.
And, you know, it's granted this cancel culture might be okay with killing cops with how much they hate them at the moment. You know, it gets to the point where do you exactly, like you said, Matt, where do you draw the line?
Well, that's where millennials are starting to draw the line on Gen Z. They're like, yeah, okay, this is going,
you know, where does it go from, you know, where's the line between artistic expression and offensive? You know, like let's use horror movies, for instance, because I love horror movies. I watch them all the time. Some of them are brutal. Hostel, for instance. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Great movie. You can watch a guy get his Achilles tendon slit in full, you know, 1080p, and you see the entire thing.
Full gory detail.
Well, see, that's
and you wanna... know, like, and it's damn near realistic, as if watching the real thing. And if that offends you, are you going to watch it or are you going to try to get rid of it? Like, that's where I'm,
we can even,
I guess, stuck and troubled and trying to understand is how much are they trying to change and how much are they willing to understand and move on?
Yeah. And before right. cancel culture had this big boom like it's having right now, a guy I used to work for when I used to shoot raves, he is a director and his name's James Colin Bresak. His dad was the guy who did Pinky and the Brain.
Oh, okay, cool.
That passed away, Gordon Bresak. Okay. Anyways, my friend James made a movie, and it is hands down probably one of the gnarliest, worst, crazy horror movies that I've ever seen. And it's not based off of what you see or the production. It's based on what happens.
Okay.
I've showed it to friends who are like full-on gangbanger, hardcore, I'm going to kill the motherfucker. And they were like, I couldn't sit through this whole movie. That's how bad it was. So this movie I'm referencing is called Hate Crime. And it is so bad that these neo-Nazis break into this Jewish family's household on one of their son's birthdays as they're celebrating his birthday party. And then right off the bat, they kill the birthday boy.
Oh, wow.
Right off the bat, just fucking shoot him in the head. And then the mom, the dad, and there's another son. I can't remember if there was a daughter or not. But it got so bad that those people that broke in made the other son have sex with his own mom.
Oh, wow.
Like, this movie Whoa. Was fucked.
Fuck.
And it was filmed from, like, a perspective of the robbers where they stole the video camera, and it was filmed like they took like the they camera. Kind of like how Cloverfield was filmed.
Right.
Also, like, found footage.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole movie or, like, just mm-hmm. that scene?
Whole movie.
Fuck.
So it's almost...
So he was always trying to push...
It's almost like he did a snuff film.
Yeah, he was pushing the edge with stuff, like, with things like that.
There's a lot of movies that try to
and
push
he went
the
on
envelope.
To direct kids' movies, cartoons, and stuff like that, you know. Yeah, so like, and he never got canceled or anything. But this is a lower budget, smaller film that a lot of people don't know about. If this came out right now,
right,
canceled immediately.
Yeah,
but it's like, how far do you want to push the limit with horror films? Yeah. It's like, what is okay and what isn't?
And you know that with what you it's were saying, art. With what you were saying with the individuals who did that, you know, what would happen if American History X came out today?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I know a lot of people. I don't want to say I know a lot. I've met a handful of legit real neo-Nazis who absolutely love that movie, and it cracks me the fuck up and makes me laugh every single time because they clearly missed the point of the movie.
Yeah.
They're laying on the floor, and the point of that movie is at 30,000 feet flying in a plane. They clearly missed it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like if that movie were to come out today, it would get canceled and shut down before you even got to the end of the movie. And for those of you who don't know, I'm going to ruin the movie for you. It's a 20-year-old movie. Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen it, it's a 20-year-old movie.
It's worth watching. Go watch it if you haven't seen
it. But he ends up realizing the error in his ways and reforming from that lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because he realizes that there's no difference between anybody. And
we all believe
wasting,
the same.
Wasting your time on that is exactly a waste of time. And I feel like if that movie were to come out today, again, it would be the same thing that the neo-Nazis watch it for. People missing the point.
Mm-hmm.
It's a movie about learning from your past and moving on. And yeah, this guy was a hardcore neo-Nazi who did time in prison for giving somebody a curb stomp. That scene fucking still haunts me. I can still hear the teeth chattering on the curb.
Yeah.
And, you know, and this goes back to people just canceling things immediately without looking at the whole picture, without looking
exactly.
at the proper context. They zero in on the one bad thing, and they say, oh, look at how bad this is. This is horrible. Let's cancel it.
Well, they missed the whole point. So exactly. Like what I was saying with my friend with his movie, he's not this fucked up guy that just wanted to put out this fucked up film. It's almost like he's pushing the borders. He's pushing boundaries, but at the same time, he wants to show people, hey, look, there are fucking crazy people out there, and this world isn't perfect. There exactly. is motherfuckers out there like that.
You can't cancel real life.
And you can't just hide That's and true. Put everybody That's into true. A safe space, you know? Like,
so what's next? Are they going to cancel Tarantino?
I hope not. I'm still trying to watch his whole universe unfold.
Dude.
Like Gran Torino, that would have been fucking canceled now.
Oh, right? Yeah. I still haven't seen his newest one.
The new Tarantino, the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yeah, still want to see
it. So
that.
Good.
Does it tie into all the others?
Like Once Upon a Time in Mexico?
Kind of.
Not really.
Because I know they're all in the similar universe, sort of, in a way. But, well, that's a whole other episode. But
this one's set, like, in...
Separate universe or like adjacent?
I think it was like the 60s or 70s, I want to say.
Oh, so it's different from Once Upon a Time in Mexico then?
Oh, way different. Yeah.
Yeah. Different time era.
It's a different episode anyway, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's...
We could do a whole episode on Tarantino.
Can we do an episode on Tarantino?
Well, we could totally do that. Yeah.
I would love that.
While we're on the subject of cartoons, we jumped to horror films.
Can we jump back to cartoons?
Typical Matt's not here. Fashion,
hey, somewhat planned, but then throwing those plans out the window.
So you have like Dr. Seuss, for example, which Dr. Seuss did write some iffy stuff.
If I remember correctly, he wrote 6 really questionable books, and then there was one that had some very, I don't want to know if they're stereotypical or offensive.
Which books were these? Because I don't remember.
That's exactly. They weren't the popular ones.
I don't know.
So they want to cancel him completely when the dude's not even alive anymore, and his family even came out and made a public statement
like 15 years
ago, apologizing for everything publicly.
Like 15 years ago, because somebody found them and were like, yo, what? And 15 years ago, the Seuss, what's it called? Family was like, yo, we're sorry. He had some views that may have not aligned with people today, and he wrote some books about it, some comics about it.
A lot of people are
bad.
Yeah, and a lot of people today are saying that Dr. Seuss, if he was still alive, he would go back and redact those and change it.
Yeah, I guarantee you he would have like been like, ah, shit, I was an asshole. Let's get rid of that.
Yeah.
Because things change. People's views change.
People evolve.
Yes, that's true. We all evolve.
So, like, you have, like, Disney Plus and Netflix putting disclaimers on these Disney films now. And, like, on Netflix, and I think Disney Plus is the same. Like, you know how Netflix has Netflix Kids?
Yeah.
So, it's for kids that are under 7.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, those Disney movies aren't even being shown on Netflix Kids anymore because of some of the controversial stuff.
You mean those kids can't watch
Well, not
Dumbo?
Only that, but Disney pulled all their content.
Yeah, right. It's not even on Netflix.
Well,
it's
all Disney Plus. I think some of it might be on there still.
Wait, so
there's
so
some because
that's contracts expire. Contracts yeah.
So what you're saying is kids these days can't watch Dumbo fly around with his ears.
No, because Dumbo is one of them. Obviously, the singing crows. That was pretty bad.
Those were okay.
But that film came out in 1949.
Right, during that era, which, again, we're not excusing it.
No.
But you guys have to understand these were written in that time where... Right. You know, it's like somebody cracking a joke today about people with bright green hair and lip rings being YouTube rappers. It's just a part of the times.
What's this about lip rings? You got a thing about lip rings?
I wanted one when I was a kid.
You got a thing against them?
No, I wanted one when I was a kid. All I'm saying is, you know, bright green hair, a lip ring.
Meet me outside, Brett Allen.
Okay, let's do it.
Well, not right now. We're recording.
We're in the middle of this. But yeah.
Are you going to use that rail for something on your lip?
Wow. All of a sudden, he has something to say. All of a sudden. Okay.
I would need a second.
But you have
ring.
You some of these films though. It's ridiculous.
Knock,
like
knock
like
it
Peter,
back a peg there, Wrecking Ball.
Peter Pan and freaking the Aristocats.
Wait. What's Aristocats. Wrong with Peter Pan? What did Peter?
Peter Pan. I don't remember.
Did it convince kids to jump out of windows thinking they could fly?
Perhaps. I never once thought about doing that. I was like, no, that's kind
of
dumb.
I didn't do. Okay, I may have jumped off a roof as a kid, but it wasn't because I watched Peter Pan. I watched Jackass.
Yeah. Yeah, Jackass. I could see that.
That made me jump off a roof.
I think it was a combination of Jackass and Florida.
The Swiss Family Robinson was another one.
Swiss Family Robinson.
I don't
recall that.
That doesn't sound familiar to me. I'm sorry.
But yeah.
Wait. Let's rewind. Why was Peter Pan considered canceled or wanted to be canceled?
Because of the Native American depictions.
Because of the kids wearing the costumes. So Halloween costumes are canceled, guys. Don't wear Halloween costumes. Don't you dare. Wear a
How
Halloween costume.
Well, it's not even a Halloween. Like, they were the Lost Boys. They were the kids that were...
Lost.
Exactly. Stuck
they
there.
They created their own tribe. They created their own community.
Exactly.
So that's not even appropriation. That's just them generating their own thing.
Right.
And then you have the Aristocats, which depicts a Siamese character who had been described as a caricature of East Asian people.
Yeah, I remember that one. That one was very stereotypical.
Yeah, offensive.
That one, okay. See,
it had the lyrics offensive. That mocked the language.
Yeah, that's the one where I'm like, again, where it's difficult to draw the line because, yes, that is very stereotypical.
Shanghai, Hong Kong, Eng Fu, Young, Fortune,
leave it to Matt
always
to start
wrong.
The actual lyrics.
Like, I guess that's
our
I wasn't even trying to get into that, but okay, here we go.
Our resident racist on the group.
That cat also appeared in Lady and the Tramp.
Really? So there was like a cross...
Same universe, I guess.
Yeah, same universe. But yeah, like that one is, you know, somewhat understandable. It's you know, very stereotypical, you know, not slightly, but racist depiction of a cat, which again is where like why I'm on the fence. Yes, I get it. It's stereotypical. It's racist and you shouldn't have that. But then it's also a cartoon. It's a cat, and it was written in, what, the 40s? Or the 50s?
Mm-hmm.
And again,
no,
the
it was
time
1970.
Mm-hmm. All right, that was a little late. But the time doesn't...
But again, most people are going to find that all right or funny, but they'll lie about it and say, I'm offended about it just to feel offended.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's where, you know, the larger cancel culture thing has the issue. Is a lot of people, they just read the headline, and then they jump on board with hashtag cancel this, that, and the other, which, again, brings us back to the Johnny Depp situation, where a lot of people at first were all about, you know, canceling Johnny Depp because so-and-so said this without looking into the facts of it and realizing that it was, you know, the script was flipped. It was 180 the other way where he was the one.
Well, everybody just jumps in and like, oh, he's a male. He's at fault.
Yeah.
Right. It's just like cops. Cops can pull you over and say, hey, I saw a red Honda Civic, or we got calls that a red Honda Civic was speeding down the highway. And then they pull you over and try to ask for your license and all this. And it's just like, you can't just jump to the conclusion saying you have no base, no evidence, just because somebody could have lied. Like, she lied and said all these things, and there was recording showing how she really was that came out.
Right, and you know,
and it ruined his career for the most part.
For a brief moment. Yeah. But luckily, you know, this is another one of the things where I'm kind of happy that, you know, the internet is the way it is. Like, for a brief moment, it did ruin his career. He was fired. He was taken off of Pirates of the Caribbean, which I honestly couldn't picture any of those movies without Jack Sparrow being played by Johnny Depp.
Even though they were trash after, like, the first two or so.
But he is that character. Let's be real.
Exactly.
And then, you know, people come to find out that, oh, she was a lying bitch who made all this shit up, and fuck her. We're going to cancel the fuck out of her. And, justice was eventually served, and she is, I think, taken off of Aquaman, whatever she was in. And you know, I don't know how much it affected her career, but it definitely hit his more than it hit hers.
Mm-hmm. Because, well, he had subtle things that he would say and show to kind of like cry for help, and like he couldn't.
And that was the crazy thing. If you watch those videos, I watched them back, and it's like, oh my god.
Yeah, I watched these like the other day before I even knew we were doing this episode this week, just because it popped up in my feed, and I was watching it, and I was like. That's why, like, with the whole Marilyn Manson thing, I'm not even, like, I haven't done any research into it. I don't know if it's true or not. I'm not going to just jump on the bandwagon and go, hey, this guy's a piece of shit. I mean, he's not the best guy. But
Can we talk about that one for a second? Can we talk about that one for a second? Because I've had this conversation with our silent partner, who now has a name on the podcast, but we'll get into that later. Anyway, where...
Not so silent partner.
She, you know, who's made the allegations against him? I can't remember her name.
It Evan Rachel Wood or something?
I think so. Anyway, she made these allegations against him, and yes, I've heard rumors of holy shit, Marilyn Manson is kind of
an
asshole.
We've all heard rumors.
Kind of an asshole. Massive cokehead from one of my favorite rumors I've heard about him.
Oh, well, that's true.
That's confirmed.
That's not a rumor. That's true.
That one's confirmed.
But
it's in his book.
If you look at, you know, his genre of music, his personal style, his personality, he's clearly into BDSM. You can tell just by looking at him, listening to his music.
Right.
And, you know, she gets into this relationship with him, starts this BDSM relationship, and then all of a sudden maybe wants to back out and doesn't like it. That BDSM immediately goes from a fun playtime to abuse. And that's where it gets dangerous, especially in that scene, in that sort of situation. Because she can very easily say it was abuse. Look at these marks. Look at this rope burn. Look at this whatever. When it could have been consensual at the time. You know, I have a friend who wants to get punched in the eye for her birthday. Mm-hmm. Wholeheartedly, she, you know, is not the type of person to be like, get punched and then turn around and turn it into a lawsuit. But this Evan Rachel, she could have been like, oh, hit me, bam, and then straight to the cops, be like, look, I got a black eye, here's the thing. And they're not going to listen to the full story. They're going to see someone who got hit, someone who could do
hit. And that's the thing.
And then stop the investigation and stop looking into it right there.
That's where they're trying to outlaw it. It's stupid because you can have a whole contract written up saying that you consent to this, and it still wouldn't fly in court.
Yeah.
That's
it. It can be a lawyer-drawn-up contract.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not amended, but what's the thing you do at UPS?
Notarized.
Notarized and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it still wouldn't fly in court. Yeah. In that sort of scenario, in the extreme BDSM scenario. And that's where it gets frightening. And that's where it's like, I love Marilyn Manson's music, and it sucks that he's involved in this, because I honestly don't know who to believe in that situation. Because if you look at his, you know, previous outbursts. If you look at the thing that happened on stage where I think he threw a guitar or threw something at his
he's always doing
one of his band members. He was kind of an asshole.
Like, no, I could see him really doing that stuff, but I'm not going to just jump on that and go like,
many people have spoken out against him.
Yeah.
What is it? Rob Zombie did a tour with him originally. And he got upset with him because he even said, like, Manson was being a prima donna and he was being a little bitch and this and that. And they weren't talking for the longest time. Eventually, they got back together and they did a whole tour together. But
yeah, we were there for that.
Right. I'm glad you were there for that without me. But he even came out and said it. And, you know, it's not just him. You know, John 5 has said the same thing. His ex-guitar player.
That's who I think I saw the video.
Yeah, him Gingerfish, his ex-drummer, same thing.
On stage.
And I find it kind of fucking hilarious that now Gingerfish and John 5 are part of Rob Zombie.
That's kind of,
and they were touring together, so it's like awkward.
Yep. Right? Well, and it's like you also have the aspect of like, where do you separate the art
and the
from
the
person?
Exactly,
because there's people like Glenn Danzig, who is a complete piece of trash. I hate the dude with my whole heart, but I grew up listening to Danzig. I grew up listening to the original Misfits. Mm-hmm. I'll still listen to some of this stuff because I can separate that music. As long as that music's not talking about his views or how he is, then. I mean, I'll still listen to it, but it's borderline because I'm not going to go back and watch fucking Bill Cosby, you know?
Speaking of
Bill Cosby, jeez.
Was helping my pops move the other weekend, and he's got a collection of comedy albums. He had like 3 Bill Cosby ones, and I just stopped and laughed and was like, yo, how much are these worth? It's one of two things. These are either worth a shit ton to someone who still thinks Bill Cosby's funny, or they're worth nothing because fuck Bill Cosby. I'm leaning more towards the nothing thing, but it was just a funny moment where I was like, fuck, these. I remember listening to these as a kid.
They might still be worth something.
And like, I don't know, it made me think, like, I was listening to this when I was a kid, you know, and he's making the joke. He's got a great joke or a great bit about teaching his kid football and teaching his kid how to be a badass football player. And then I'm like, man, after that show, I've seen that stand-up show. After that stand-up show, did he fucking drug someone like a piece of shit?
Probably. Chances like, are, yeah.
Probably.
Like, yeah. That was just a weird
moment. Did he give him pudding?
Give him a pudding pop with a little bit of drugs in it. You're going to pass out, and I'm going to put my pudding pop in your pudding hole.
They tried to cancel freaking Michael Jackson back in the day. If that shit that was going on happened nowadays,
he would have been canceled. But let's be real. That was before cancel culture, and it kind of succeeded in a way, but it also kind of didn't. But he probably shouldn't have been as popular as he was.
There's still a lot of stuff up in the air about that. And I think with him, I think he never got that childhood.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a sexual thing.
It was just him trying
to. But it was very creepy.
It was very creepy. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people didn't understand it. But if you look at it with, you know, and this is difficult for people who haven't studied human psychology and the way the brain works. But if keeping human psychology in mind, meaning, if you 90% of the world was lucky enough to have a childhood, you had toys, games, all that growing up stuff. If you didn't and you were working and performing from a very young age, you missed out on that childhood. Once you get to a point where you have control of your life, you want to go back, and it's almost human nature to want to get that. So that explains his Neverland Ranch and him wanting to hang out with Macaulay Culkin all the time because he was a kid and wanting to relive that childhood. And yeah, very creepy, very wrong, very weird, but it's speaking from a psychology point, he was just trying to have that childhood that he was robbed of.
Right.
And who can blame him for that?
Mm-hmm.
Granted, he may have done it in the weird way, but you know.
And I'm not saying he didn't do something. I'm not saying he did do something. I don't know.
No, we don't.
But from a psychology standpoint, from what I've heard is it's all allegations and it seems like it didn't really happen. But yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But there's so many, and it's like you have all these TV stars and stuff nowadays that are getting canceled. You have what's her name, Gina Carano, The Mandalorian. Oh,
yeah, she got thrown off of that show. Oh, so loved her character.
Her character was awesome. What'd she say again? She did say something kind of stupid though.
So she got fired on controversial social media posts. So the final straw that broke the camel's back was her comparing today's political climate to Nazi Germany.
Okay, yeah.
She uploaded a picture, which is kind of true, the way our politics are going.
Okay, so this is a very touchy subject.
We're not going to dive too deep into this.
I don't want to say we're on that path, but we have kind of touched on a little overreaching of what the government thinks. And her losing her job over that is not right, but from Disney's perspective, in that situation, when you sign on to be in a show, you sign a contract with Disney that says, hey, you're representing our company. Don't say this, don't say that, don't do this, don't do that. You literally have to act a certain way even when you're not on the clock. They're paying you fuck tons of money.
Oh, yeah.
So fucking do it. What? So when she made that tweet, she was nailing the nails in her coffin to end her mm-hmm. you know, Mandalorian career, which sucked.
Well, she had mentioned some stuff before that, which I'm like, if that should have got you fired over just comparing the political, like, she literally uploaded a picture of, like, Nazi Germany and says, like, this is, like, what's going on in today's political climate as it's starting to turn into that. But it's not to the extreme of some of the other stuff she said. And knowing, working at Disney, when you work there, it doesn't matter if you're hired for a movie. It doesn't matter if you're going to be bussing tables or working an attraction. You sign NDAs. Yeah. You sign stuff saying that, you know, you're representing the company. You can't go post something on social media that's going to come back.
Yeah. You know, you're representing Disney, and you need to embody that Disney view of, you know,
but it's kind of
happy-go-lucky, I guess.
It's kind of hypocritical with the way they're doing it, because you look at people like Johnny Depp, even before that whole scandal and stuff he did in his private life,
mm-hmm.
and everybody knew about it, but Disney was like, oh, we're not batting an eye because we're making so much money off Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. the thing. I think they kind
all
of
all the drugs, and
they kind of it's on a bell curve where
it's the same thing with Robert Downey Jr.
Exactly.
Yeah,
certain
if it
people,
doesn't fit their agenda.
Certain people have a little more leeway mm-hmm. because they pull in more money.
Right.
Had this girl been pulling in millions and millions of dollars for this character, they probably would have been like, delete that tweet, stop talking about it, go dark for a minute, and then come back with a squeaky clean image. But she's pulling in maybe thousands of dollars, and they're like, man, fuck this bitch. Then you got Johnny Depp, on the other hand, who, you know, proposed to Marilyn Manson with a cocaine-filled ring. And, you know, they're like, we're just going to not acknowledge that. Johnny, don't talk about that. Don't mention it. You know, and you know, if you do, leave it coded. And then you got, on the other hand, you know, Robert Downey Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy past.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy past.
Oh, yeah.
Kills it as Iron Man. And they're like, just be clean now. And he's, you know, he is Tony Stark at this point.
Right, right.
And
very well respected actor now.
Yeah. And you know, they kind of, you're allowed to be a piece of shit if you make millions of dollars for a company, basically.
Yeah.
In your past. Don't be a piece of shit now, though. You know, if Johnny Depp were to have a video of him posted online, him like railing some lines off a cell phone, he'd probably lose, you know, Jack Sparrow.
But he is Jack Sparrow.
He is.
Lives the life of Jack Sparrow.
It's great. I've seen him go to, you know, I've seen him go to like hospitals dressed as it.
Yeah.
They would probably just not have Jack Sparrow be in the movies anymore.
Let's be honest. I mean, those movies were kind of going downhill.
They were. And, yeah. and can you find Jack Sparrow in the ride that the movie's based off of? No.
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah.
He's in there.
Where?
He's
now.
In the beginning.
Yeah, he's in it now. But if you were to go back before the Pirates of the Caribbean came out.
Because he wasn't a character.
Exactly. They fabricated this entire character for
because
the movies,
of the popularity.
And then they put it in. So, you know, he is that character because that character didn't exist before he became that character. So if he were to get, like I said, you know, a video of him railing lines off a cell phone were to come up, they would just delete that character, create a new one, move on.
Well,
maybe make two more movies and then end it.
You had a lot of people outraged about Pirates of the Caribbean, the attraction at Disneyland.
They
because
should have
ended
that a while ago.
Because of the whole... the Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah, the whole
movie.
Franchise.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, the franchise should have added
after
that.
Like the,
think,
after like
think,
the second or third one, they
I think
should have
added second, maybe third.
But people were buying tickets to go see it, so, you know.
It's Johnny Depp.
Make that money. That's all they give a fuck about.
But
what were you saying about the ride?
With the attraction, they had removed a few years back the whole auction because they were auctioning women off.
I remember
And it was like wench for auction or something.
I remember that. They had... Hookers for sale.
And everybody that is like an avid Disney fan from back in the day, even like from our generation, was kind of like, a lot of people are outraged about it because they're like, look, this shit actually happened back then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like they're, it's almost like a hidden, like all these kids aren't really going to know what this is.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was.
So historically it's accurate.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can't just throw a blindfold on like you're in Bird Box and be blind to like history of things that happen. That's like saying, oh, I didn't see Nazi Germany happen. Like there was no, like, nope, I'm blind to that. You know, it's like, no, this is real life. This shit happens. Like you can't be in a safe space.
That's the thing about history. If we're blind to history, how are we ever going to learn from it?
Exactly.
Exactly. And that's, you know, that's a whole nother subject. Yeah. People that want to ignore and delete and erase history. You have to acknowledge it to learn from it and move on.
Or it's going to keep repeating itself, exactly. Which it's probably going to do anyway. That's how we grow. I mean,
that's exactly. How we grow.
What do you guys think about like brands and sports teams?
That's where it gets weird for me. How are you going to cancel here. A brand?
Like, are we talking about like Aunt Jemima?
Aunt Jemima, Miss Buttersworth, Uncle Ben's, Land O' Lakes.
That's a whole other weird thing is Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben, right? Aunt Jemima, for instance, that was a real person
right.
who was freed, who became one of the first black millionaires,
mm-hmm.
business owners,
mm-hmm.
and people, and that's, this goes back to what I was saying earlier, where people want to be outraged without doing the research, without understanding what this face represents.
I'm going to try to hold back and not get political with Aunt Jemima, that statement.
Yeah.
Aunt Jemima wasn't meant to be a stereotypical
black woman. That was
her
name.
That's a success story.
And B, it was done as a tribute to her.
Exactly. You know, she created this brand, became one of the first female black millionaires,
mm-hmm.
and then people they only see the black lady with the stereotypical garb on the bottle and think this faceless company is trying to make money off of it without understanding this faceless company was started with her. At one point, it was just her.
I'm pretty sure Uncle Ben's and Miss Butterworth are probably very similar to that, too. I don't know the backstory on those.
Exactly.
But
I wouldn't doubt it.
But, like, you have Land O' Lakes, which I don't know. I thought it was kind of, like, this is going to sound bad, but, like, they over here, they took away the Native American and left the land.
So they took the land.
I'm like, that sounds like...
That's very historically accurate. Let's be real. Very historically accurate. Like, come on.
Which I saw they brought her back.
They did?
I saw her on there again, yeah.
Because that's the kind of... I haven't noticed. I don't...
Maybe that was old packaging.
I use Imperial butter.
They probably had it somewhere in the back. They're like, this one's been sitting back here for a while.
I haven't noticed.
Throw it in the front.
Yeah, I haven't noticed. I buy Imperial.
But then you have stuff like Jeep, where the Native Americans are talking about the Cherokee, the Grand Cherokee.
Right.
And they're wanting them... They're voicing their opinion. All of a sudden, now, they're offended by it. And I have some Native American. I mean, not much, but I have Cherokee and Blackfoot.
Where's it at?
Somewhere in my genetic, you know, makeup, but
where it counts.
Yeah,
ladies.
I wish I had the hair, to be honest. But anyways,
that's nice hair.
So okay. They were also complaining about some of the logos they were using, which I'm assuming they're talking about the track hawk with the hawk logo.
I've only ever seen like a mountain on the side of a Jeep.
And I'm like, symbolism for it's Native American symbolism, and them using the Cherokee name, being an American company, and like. I'm assuming that because they said logos too, so I'm assuming Track Hawk.
Mm. Yeah,
which is like a trim package.
That's just so weird. We're gonna cancel
a tribute. I don't see that as them trying to culturally appropriate anything. I see them as a tribute. When you look at these trucks and you see something like Cherokee, and you see that it's a powerful truck, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, well, and it's like you see that
it reflects power,
and you see that through generational changes.
I don't know. The new one doesn't look very powerful. The old ones were dope. This new 2021
with the Trackhawk though.
Jeez, way to kill my fucking thunder.
The Trackhawk.
I was trying to say something nice.
No, it's a dope truck, but Jeep could have made it look a little better in the 2021.
Oh, they definitely
edition.
Could have. But
everything's starting to get.
They
ugly
still have
now,
a good reputation.
Oh yeah, no, I bought one. Yeah. They're great. I love it. Yeah. You know, and it's It just cracks me up. And again, I think this is a younger generation of people who are
well, that's what I'm saying is you're watching these generational changes happen because Native Americans were never offended by this until recently. And it's the one head guy of the Cherokee Nation is speaking out against this and getting people on his bandwagon to speak out against it. And I think one of his points was they're profiting off of the Cherokee name and like... all that. It's like, well, why is this all of a sudden a problem, you know?
How about that whole controversy with the Washington Redskins?
Well, that's, yeah. Huh. You have the Redskins, you have the Cleveland Indians.
What are they now, the Washington football team?
They're just the Washington football team.
Yeah, the Washington football team.
I forget which one it was. Was it the Redskins or the Indians that they actually did that as a tribute?
The Indians was the baseball team.
Cleveland Indians.
And the Redskins was the football team. I think it was the football team that was the tribute.
Right. It was done as a tribute to one of the players on the team.
Yeah. And
such a great player that they're like, let's
we're, you know.
Let's give him a tribute.
Yeah, I mean, the whole team.
Albeit, was it right to call it Redskins? I don't know. But for the time, I'm sure it was fine.
Right. And again, this goes back to the history thing where it was okay in the time. And then now people look back and they're like, oh, well, I'm offended by the past.
Well, and this is where it's getting really bad because...
Like, you couldn't do that shit you now. Have, you couldn't go like, oh, yeah, these are the Santa Ana Beaners.
No, but
no, you, there's no way you can get away with that.
The LA Vatos or something. The
LA Vatos. You can't get away with that shit now.
But you have, it's getting so bad to the point now that even the Vancouver Canucks are getting backlash. They're saying, oh, you know, like, this isn't right. And it's not even the people from that area that are complaining about it. It's
I've
like,
never met a Canadian that got offended by being called a Canuck.
Yeah, no.
They were saying that.
It's then again, how often do we run into Canadians?
That's I know like four.
And how often do they actually get upset?
Exactly. I've it's probably some American suburban white girl who's like, oh my God, we can't call them Canucks.
Right. Right.
But they were offended at the logo and the fucking, the Canucks name. And it's like, they're trying to cancel them too, and I don't think it's
listen,
gonna
fly. Listen, if the actual Canucks aren't getting offended, why the fuck should you?
Exactly.
So this is just where it's just going far.
To speak on the Redskins thing, because I was like, I wanted to look that up. It says the Redskins name was chosen in 1933 to honor Native Americans in general and the coach and four players at the time who were Native Americans. And in 1971, Coach George Allen consulted with the Red Cloud Indian Fund on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation when they designed the logo. So Native Americans were involved in designing
right,
the logo.
Right.
And again, this goes back to what I was saying earlier. I think this is just people getting offended without doing the research.
Ignorance is bliss
and
sometimes.
And I literally just Googled, why did the Washington Redskins get their name? That's all it took. That's all it took.
Oh, no. Maybe not ignorance is bliss, but ignorance is dangerous.
Ignorance is dangerous.
Very dangerous.
And it takes 40 seconds to Google something, and you can see that the Redskins got their name from consulting with actual Native Americans, and they're like, you know what? Fuck yeah, let's do this.
Right. So when I hear shit like this from somebody who I know probably hasn't done the research, you know what I do? I pull out my phone, and I open this magical little thing called Google.
All of the information in the world is right there.
And I do my own fucking research, and I come to my own fucking conclusions.
And this brings us back to the other thing where it's just people wanting to get involved, and they see, oh, we're outraged about this today. I'm in. Let's get mad. And
it's
let's
herd mentality.
Do something.
It's all herd mentality.
Well, and negative stuff gets more views, more attention.
Exactly.
You know, and it's definitely, it's a sheep mentality, herd mentality. So let's just follow the rest of the sheep off the cliff.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean,
it's, you know,
at the end of the day, what it comes down to for me is, how far are we going to take this?
I really hope,
honestly, how far are the, what is it, Gen Z or the Zoomers going to take this? Are we going to get to the point where we no longer have any sort of
freedoms? What is the cost of
where
that?
We're not individuals anymore? We have no rights to say anything?
I don't think it'll ever get to the freedoms
do anything
point,
without offending somebody?
Yeah. I don't think it'll ever get to the freedoms point, but it will definitely get to the point where there's no individualism, there's no identity, there's nothing that makes people stand out because someone's going to get offended. I hope it doesn't. I don't think it ever will, but that's where it's headed.
I'm so afraid of offending people nowadays.
I'm not.
Ugh, terrible.
I'm just prepared to explain my views.
Even, and I, you guys know I'm not an Obama fan, but even Obama said that cancel culture is not activism.
No, it's faux activism.
Yep.
Even he said that.
I agree.
All right.
So it's like, I don't know if any of our listeners have anything to say about this. You know, if you do and you want to send in some audio clips, we'll listen to them. We might put them in the next episode as just sound bites.
Yeah. Speaking of which, what are we doing next episode?
Next episode, we are talking about torture and torture devices.
Ooh,
so welcome to the Ripley's Vault.
Hit that link in our Instagram. Send us a message about your favorite torture devices.
Mm.
Or torture methods.
Ooh.
Oh, and I just want to mention this. I kind of forgot something. That's my bad. The movie review this week. Didn't even mention it. So
we had a movie review?
I mean, we're pretty much at the end of it.
So
let's
tell you
go
what,
ahead and throw it in right now.
Next week, I'm going to be reviewing a movie on Shudder about a haunted pair of pants.
Say less. I'm in.
If you have it, go to Shudder. Spacing on the name right now. Let
I'm
me
more
Google
of a
this.
Spooky shorts kind of person, but I guess I can give this a
Julio,
a look.
Can you bring that up real quick?
Julio. So when do we
it.
Get Julio?
He's our new intern. You didn't know?
So we've got Jaime that's working for us now.
Yeah.
And Julio.
Yeah.
And Bill.
Yeah.
We got three interns. How can we afford all these people?
We don't pay them. They're unpaid interns. They're doing it for college credit.
I got it.
Thank you, Julio.
Oh, what's it called? It's called Slacks. SLAXX. If you guys want to watch it, creative, find it.
Very creative.
Yeah. Watch it and then send us a message about what you think.
So,
I'm down for some scary slacks. Spooky slacks.
Before we sign off, any final thoughts, you guys?
You guys need to think for yourselves. Yeah. Obviously, I know most of our listeners are probably on board with what we're saying, but
if you see a hashtag cancel anything, do a little more research other than liking that tweet and retweeting it.
Right. That's honestly all I would say.
Form your own opinions. Don't go off of what other people are saying. You know, think for yourselves. You know, who knows? Something you love could be getting canceled for some bullshit. And I'm not saying that everything that's being canceled shouldn't be canceled. I'm not saying that at all. But
definitely.
This is going too far.
Think for yourselves, please. So until next week.
We are.
Matt's not here.
Now, we also need to plug our socials.
Oh, shit. Oh,
so yeah, you can find us on Instagram at Matt's Not Here Podcast. You can find us on Facebook at... Matt's not here. You can find us on
Hashtag cancel Twitter at Matt's Not Here Pod, but we don't use that.
Yeah, exactly. Join the cult.
Join the cult on Facebook.
Yeah, the cult of MNH.
There's one question you have to answer, maybe two, I think now.
There's two questions.
Yeah. And they're both very simple.
Very, very simple. Yeah. If you can't answer those questions, you don't belong in the group. And our TikTok.
Oh yeah.
Make sure you follow our TikTok.
We use that occasionally.
Yeah. If we get more views,
we use it a little more than our OnlyFans.
We'll use it more often.
Wait, we have an OnlyFans now?
Wait, what?
Is that what you were filming us for earlier?
I guess so, yeah.
Can I have my shirt back?
Can I have my underwear back?
Thanks, guys. Bye.
No, but Matt, seriously, give me back my underwear.
Brett has them.
Brett, what the fuck, dude? Give me back my underwear.
I ate them. They were really tasty.
I told you shouldn't have brought those candy ones from Spencer's.
No, I probably shouldn't.
Your sweat marinated it so well.
Yeah.
What were you working on
today? Look, sometimes you just gotta treat yourself, you know? I want to feel pretty and sexy sometimes.
Well, you treated Brett.
Yeah, but Brett enjoyed the shit out of that. Brett, did you enjoy that one thing I did with my...